Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo coming at you again out there in Radio Land. Today we're on part 174 of How to Have God's Life Living in You, and this is program 276. If you'd like a copy of it, and at the end of the program, Sharon will tell you four different ways that you can receive one. We have CDs and audio tapes, we have Bibles, we have literature and Messiah books. All these are available to you free of charge, so make sure that you have a paper, pencil, or pen handy so that when Sharon tells you how to get them, they're all free, and postage and handling is free as well. We also have testimonies, and we have some exposés of Roman canon law in contrast with the Bible to contrast Roman canon law, the law of God to contrast the law of Rome. And we also have some information on the arm or a branch of Rome that is causing a lot of trouble in the world for Christian churches, and some other churches as well that will not join the one world church or government or media. But right now, and we have some music for you as well, right now let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask him to anoint this service. Father, who hears us in heaven and answers us and shows us great and mighty things, show us yourself in this message tonight and everything, Lord. Let the things that are said on this program be directly from your throne. You guide me, Lord, as to how to run this service tonight. And we'll give you all the praise, the glory, the thanks, and the honor. Open up people's minds. Open up their hearts, their souls, to receive that which you've prepared for them from before the foundation of the earth, and open up the people who were once saved and are on the brink of tossing in the towel, to tossing you away, to trample your word and your blood underfoot, Lord, and bring them back into the fold before it's everlastingly too late. You are about to abruptly come back to earth. It's going to be so abrupt because the time of your coming is at hand, and people don't realize how close it is. Let that be revealed in your unique way in this message tonight on the tape, Lord, that souls can be saved in the church strengthened and people brought back into the fold. In Jesus' name, I pray. We pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, so I did this song with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps, and it's something that you're going to want to do. Is you're going to want to be up there when the roll is called up yonder. And here it is, myself with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Well, when the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Well, when the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called to the yonder, I'll be there. Well, when the roll
When the row is called to be under, well, when the row is called to be under, when the row is called to be under, I'll be there. Well, when the row is called to be under, well, when the row is called to be under, well, when the row is called to be under, when the row is called to be under, I'll be there.
When the road is called up yonder, I'll be there, and I pray that you will as well. It doesn't make any difference what you've done in this world. If you ask the Lord forgiveness and you walk in the Spirit from then on out to the end, your soul will be saved, and you'll be there when the road is called up yonder. Buster is a member of our congregation, and his wife, Teresa. And years ago, I sent a witnessing crew out to Chicago, and they were visiting a rest home where a lot of older elderly people, senior citizens, the ones that know what really it's all about in this world, because they have the experience. So many people throw these people away, like even their sons and daughters or relatives. They don't visit them. But we like to go to these rest homes and take them little treats, things like that, and visit them and talk to them about the Lord, witness and testify to them. And so when they were walking down the halls of this rest home, they heard a voice of an elderly lady calling, "Boys," and they said, yeah, they looked into this room and they saw this little old lady, and they said, "Yes, ma'am." And she says, "Could you talk to me?" And they said, "Yes." And so she said, "I promised the Lord years ago that I'd witness to everybody that I see. I was baptized in the Protestant church, and I was baptized in the Catholic church, and I took care of these four little kids all and worked my fingers to the bone, and I really thought that I was born again of the Spirit." And so she started telling this testimony of her life, and how then that she actually passed away because she was so ill. These children, she didn't have enough food to feed herself and the children, so she'd feed the children. And she didn't have enough nourishment in her, and it was a cold winter in the Chicago area, and she passed away. And she said the Spirit of the Lord took her spirit out of her. And I know, you know, I've had that happen to me. The Spirit of the Lord pulled the breath in and out of me, which is actually the soul, the spirit. And put it back and forth in me, and I know how easy it is to just die, because your soul, it's like your breath. And as a matter of fact, the Bible says that soul, wind, and breath is the same word. And so when God blew his breath or his spirit, his soul, into them, he made them a living soul. And they were going to live forever, but when they sinned, that cut it all short. Because he said, in the day that you eat from this tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that for sure you're going to die. Not necessarily instantly, but you're going to die. And Satan came just like he comes to everybody in this world and said, there's no such thing as God. God is a pervert. He had sex with women and all these different things. This is such filth. And the Lord said that such blasphemy would be occurring on this earth in the last days. But anyway, she was telling this story how that she thought she was saved just because she had water baptism. Now, there's the church. They call it Church of Christ. And from what I've heard is they believe that water baptism saves your soul. But the Bible says you must have your sins removed by the blood of Jesus. What point would it be for Jesus to die on the cross and shed his blood if the blood were worthless, if it didn't have any meaning, if it didn't have any significance? And so it wouldn't be of any significance whatsoever. And then this church, if you will, said that it's not right to play music, so everything they do is a cappella in their, if you will, church. And what people are doing is they're robbing people of eternal life. If you are not washed in the blood of Jesus and filled with his spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. You must be born again of the spirit to be saved. Now, John the Baptist was using water baptism, but when Jesus came, he said, you must be born again of blood. Amen?
Amen.
And water, which is the spirit. Then you have to, as a sign to the people in the world that you knew, you have to have water baptism after you become born again of the spirit, washed in the blood of Jesus. Your sins must be removed by the blood. There's no forgiveness of sins, the Bible says, without the shedding of blood. And so any church that tells you that your sins are forgiven by simply being baptized in water, don't believe them. All right? And so, but, you know, I'm not on the attack of churches. I'm on the attack of any church that's calling us a cult when we're telling you the exact things that are written in the Bible. All right? And so, you know, you could say, well, I was always raised in this church all my life, and my mother and my dad and my grandmother and my grandfather and the great-great-grandfather and all and went to that, and this is traditional in my life, and therefore I'm going to do what my family did. Well, did you ever think for a moment that maybe your family was wrong? Mine was. Okay, I didn't, I led my mother to the Lord. After I was saved, my deceased wife Susie and I led her to the Lord in Butte, Montana, when she was in a hospital there just before she died. And so, but this woman, Bessie, in this rest home, was telling how that she thought that she was saved because she was baptized a Protestant. Then she got put in a position to where she was could only go to a Catholic church. And so she allowed them to baptize her too. And the Catholics also tell you if your child is not baptized and they die, they go to hell. That's false. That's false. The Bible says where there's no law, there's no transgression. If they die before they sin, that they're in heaven. And so I pray that this comforts you. The true word of God comforts. It doesn't, you know, make you feel sad that your little child or baby died before they came to the age of accountability, because if they died before that, they're in heaven and they're in a far better place than you and I are at this moment. And so even though those of us that are born again of the Spirit, we're sitting with Christ in heavenly places. And but the carnal people of the world can't understand that. They are carnal, and therefore they cannot understand spiritual matters. I'm going to have Sharon read that to you from 1 Corinthians 2:14, or 1 Corinthians 2:14. Go ahead.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of
okay.
God.
Yeah, the natural man can't receive the things of the Spirit. And then what?
Of the Spirit of God.
Of the Spirit of God, then what?
For they are foolishness unto
him. Because they are like craziness. You see all these unsaved people today saying that people that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ that are spiritual are crazy, you know, and they're dangerous because they believe the Bible. Well, there's a lot of crazy people that say they're Christians. There's a few of them, and they do things that are unscriptural because they don't know the Bible. They may have been saved, but they didn't study the Word of God so that people could tell that they know the Scriptures. Whenever I write literature, I put sometimes hundreds of Scriptures behind everything I'm saying, to let you know that I have my mind and my eyes focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, which the Bible says, the spiritual says, that gives you perfect peace and a sound mind. But people that are unsaved, they think that the spiritual, the things of the Lord, are craziness. Read that again. They feel they're foolishness or craziness. The Spanish Bible says it's like craziness, that the carnal person thinks that the things of God are crazy. Pazza in Italian. And then what is that word? Come over here and read that word and tell them that it means, what it says?
It says locura.
Locura means craziness.
Locura.
Huh?
Locura, like loco.
Loco. Means. Not poco loco, but really loco. Amen?
Amen.
Big time loco. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. So read that again. Locuro.
Locura.
La cura. Okay, that's Spanish?
Yes.
Where are you from? Puerto Rico?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the Lord will forgive you for that. No, I'm just teasing. Okay, that doesn't matter where you're from. If you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, it's not la cura. It's not pazza. It's not loco. It's the it's the wisdom of God. Okay, now read that again from the top, Sharon. Now remember, folks, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God.
Right, they don't receive signs, wonders, dreams, and visions, even though the Bible said in the last days, young men will see visions, and old men will dream dreams. Well, I don't know if people call 30 years old young, but that's when I had all the dreams and visions and dreams. I had most of them then. And then when I was, I guess, up to about 35, 40 years old, I saw so many of them. And then I've seen some here and there not so long ago, maybe 20 years ago. And then I hear from the Lord every day, though. The Lord talks to me all the time. And you may call that locura. Is that it, locura?
Locura.
Locura. Not high cuda, but locura, right? So the craziness, silly, you know, stupid. But the Bible says that the wisdom is of God. That the foolishness of God is wiser than all the wisdom of man. Amen?
Amen.
Because there's no other wisdom that can get you into the kingdom of heaven but the Word of God. And so you're the ones that are not only low cuda, but high cuda out there that are unsaved, okay? I don't know if that could be a new Spanish word, but we could try, okay? Let's send it to the Spanish dictionary companies and get high cuda in there, okay? Because you people out there are high on drugs, alcohol, not all of you, but, you know, some of you, demon spirits, all sorts of things, especially if you think that the Word of God is craziness or locura or high cuda. All right, let's start using that word, everybody. Okay, now what else? Read it again.
But the natural man receiveth
not. The natural man, that's the unsaved man, the man that is in darkness, the man that doesn't have much, no smarts at all. Because the Bible says you're dead in your sins and trespasses, and the dead know nothing of the spiritual realm. And so you just think everything is locura, haicura, pazza in Italian. You know, cuckoo. All right, then go ahead.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him.
Yeah, locura or haicura, craziness, right?
Right.
Pazza. I don't care if I go crazy, you know, all this kind of stuff. As long as I can go out and pick daisies. Okay? The wisdom of this world is foolishness unto God. And it is foolish because a fool has said in their heart that there's no God. Okay, what else, Sharon?
Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
Right, unless you're born again of the Spirit, you're dead. And again, the dead know nothing. Zero. Vacancy. The faces are full of anger, and the eyes have got vacancy signs on them. Not at home. Not at home. We're supposed to be the residence of God. We are supposed to be the temple of God. Amen?
Amen.
And so now this woman here, Bessie, I just put that in the newspapers, this piece of literature that her testimony. That's what it's all about, because she died and the Spirit of the Lord took her to hell. And there's so many old ladies and older men, elderly men and women, that have been baptized and they think they're right with the Lord. And you need to really read her testimony, because the Lord took her to hell and told her, see, she says, I never thought I was going to hell. I never wanted to be here, Lord. Why am I going here? I was baptized, and so on and so forth. But then in hell, he showed her a vision of the cross and him dying on it and shedding his blood. And he pointed to that scene and told her, this is what it's all about. That's what it's all about, Bessie. And she says, oh, God, I never knew. I didn't know these things. I thought that it's just baptizing you that would be of the Lord. I thought I was right with God. I raised these four kids. I even starved myself to death to feed them, and I thought I was okay. And she says, Lord, let me go back, and I'll tell everyone. Every time I meet somebody, I'll tell my children. I'll tell these other kids that I'm raising. I'll tell my brother, I'll tell my sister, I'll tell all these different people that I meet, even people when they're walking down the hall in a nursing home when I'm there. I'll stop them and witness to them. Because that's, now I see, Lord, that's what it's all about. But before that, I thought this would, I mean, if somebody told me, I would have thought it was locuda, or haikuda, or crazy, or patsa. But I don't think it anymore, Lord. I'm down here in hell. Just let me go back. And so the Lord told her, yes, you can go back if you'll tell everybody that it's you have to be born again of the Spirit. You must be washed in the blood of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
So anyway, I put that in the newspaper, and Sister Teresa, now the Catholics have Mother Teresa, but we, thank God, have Sister Teresa in our church, right? And so she saw that in the paper, and it really witnessed to her, this piece of literature that I had printed. It's Bessie's testimony. I had the brothers that were there ask her, would you put that down on tape and let me print it and put it out? Because even after you're gone, Bessie, I mean, this testimony can go on and on and on, because people need to know that if they're just baptized, that isn't enough. That isn't what it's all about. And she said, oh, yes. And so I said, did you boys, did you you men, did you go in there and did you tape her? And they says, no, sir. And I said, well, for heaven's sakes, take a tape recorder in there. And she already approved to do this. Now take it in there and record it and get that recording to me right away, because that is fantastic. I've never heard it on that wise where somebody actually went through that and then went down to hell. And, of course, going to hell, you know, this is locura, this is crazy, this is pazza, this is foolishness. Yeah, to you people that are dead in your sins and trespasses and don't know anything. The dead know nothing. It's the Spirit that brings forth life in you. It's the Spirit of God that would enter you and make you be able to understand spiritual things. Amen? That there really is a heaven and a hell. And the Lord showed me those things. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here preaching this message tonight. And so Teresa went in there, and she cut very carefully this full-page testimonial that I put in the paper and paid thousands of dollars to do so. And we paid $250,000 to put in these kind of testimonies and some of the dreams and visions and signs and wonders that God showed me, and some of the messages that the Lord has given me. in my testimonial, and hundreds and hundreds, even thousands of people are writing in, emailing in on these things, not only from the newspapers that were in the Daily News in New York, the New York Daily News, the Chicago Tribune, the Memphis newspaper, the number one there. We're in the Houston paper, and San Diego, and the Sacramento, just all over, dozens of papers, all over Montana, Chicago, and all of six other papers in Illinois. And we're getting a lot of response. So, but anyway, she called them in, and she started telling them these things, and so they taped it and sent it to me, and I printed it up and sent it all over the place. And the name of the literature is That's What It's All About. It used to be called That's What It's All About, Bessie. And I actually put the fact that they were going through the rest home at the end of it, but this time I put it up front so that people could see how supernatural this is. Now, Teresa took that because she had a friend that was in a rest home. And I told him we like to take treats to the people in rest homes to visit the elderly and the poor and the sick and to go to hospitals and witness to people and especially the aged, and to bring them little treats because sometimes their families neglect them. They throw them away like a crushed old beer can or an old Coke bottle or Coke can. And they just love it when you come and visit them because the spirit that was in them when they were born, a little baby, and all through their life is still the same spirit that's in them, and the same mind that's in them now is the same mind they had when they were born, and all through their life. And they love to communicate with people. They like to hear it. Well, in Texarkana, there it was this lady, and so Teresa takes this newspaper article in about Bessie, and she was in a coma, this woman. And so and there was IVs in her arms. They had a catheter in her and all kinds of different wires and stuff. And they said she's not going to live much longer. And so she went in, and I instruct people that when somebody is in a coma, that they can hear just as clear as a bell. Their eyes are closed, but they can hear you. And so what you do is take their hand and say, "If you hear me, squeeze my hand." And then I'm going to read this piece of Christian literature to you. And if you receive what it's saying, then squeeze my hand. And then I'm going to read the sinner's prayer to you. And if you agree, if you say, "My Lord and my God," squeeze my hand. And so they keep squeezing her hand until she prayed this old lady through. Because this old lady was baptized before in water. And she she thought that she was saved too. And then when she heard this Bessie's testimony, she realized that she wasn't, and she was squeezing her hands very hard. And so anyway, she wrote up a response, but this is Buster's wife and Sister Teresa, and here it is right now. Lydia, will you read this?
Yes. On December 19th, 2006, Teresa, Buster's wife, visited Emily at Medical Lodge Nursing Home in Texarkana, Texas, from 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. they visited. The first thing Teresa said when she saw Emily sitting up and smiling was...
Oh, this is after she... Okay, the first time she was in there, and then after she prayed her through... Then Teresa went back the next day and saw her sitting up, smiling, and all the tubes and everything were pulled out of her, and she was, like, healthy, it seems. She was not in a coma anymore because she got saved and healed, okay? So now this is another report that came back in. So I forgot that this one was not the first report. Okay, go ahead. And she was now, after this healing that she received from one of the members of the Tony Aloma Christian Ministries. What is she saying now? She walked in and saw her sitting up?
Sitting up and smiling. The first thing Teresa said was, "Praise the Lord." Emily immediately responded with, "The Lord has healed me." Emily's in the hospital During Teresa's first visit, she was hooked up to IVs, heart monitor, catheter, etc. Now, in the room she has at the nursing home, she has nothing hooked to her. Teresa walked her around. She went down the hall, around her room, and to the restroom a couple of times. Emily, as told before, was read That's What It's All About literature from the Texarkana Gazette newspaper and was touched by it to say the sinner's prayer and receive salvation. She will now be able to go to her children's home over the Christmas holidays and possibly stay longer due to her overwhelming health recovery. Emily is praising and thanking God for her salvation and supernatural physical healing. During this 3.5-hour visit, Teresa said Emily talked a lot about her life and that at 88 years old, how grateful to God she is for the peace, joy, tranquility, happiness, and good health she now has, and to be saved, to be a new member of the body of Christ at such an old age. But she now knows that she is as a newborn baby in Christ. Teresa is getting Emily her glasses so she can see better, because Emily said she wants to know more about God through reading the Bible and knows that the King James Version of the Bible is the only version to read. Teresa herself is thanking God for his mercy on Emily to receive salvation and for God using Tony Alamo's literature that God had him write, knowing it's God's words in all of Tony's newsletters and literature. Teresa also thanks God for using her to go to people with the literature and watch God work and souls saved and lives turn around, not only for people like Emily, but also for all those around Emily, such as her family members, nurses, doctors, rest home employees, friends, and her testimony is now going out worldwide. Praise the Lord, Buster.
Okay, Buster told me another thing about that, is that there is a woman that is a roommate with this lady, and she is from the United Pentecostal Church in the Falkirk, Texarkana area, and this is a church that has been fighting us, so we just pray that the evidence of that we are the body of Christ comes forth, because this woman witnessed the healing of this lady. And now that the lady from the United Pentecostal Church, according to Buster and Teresa, has a stack of my literature there on her bed and on her nightstand. And I believe she's reading it. And we've been praying for those people at that church that they will, you know, stop their foolishness and receive the gospel and receive the fact that we are definitely from the Lord. You can tell from all the different letters and the healings that we have all over the world that this truly is a work of the Lord. And, you know, churches, if you are of the Lord, we're not to fight each other, because we're the minority in this world, the body of Christ, and we're to help one another. And we've always offered our helping hand to people, whether they are churches or whether they're just individuals out in the world. And it's so tragic to see people that call themselves Christians that feel that it's their duty to attempt to bring down the Church of God, because they're not, that's not going to happen. It'll never happen. No one can wage war on God and win. He's never lost a battle, and he never will. Okay, now, do you have other testimonies there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
This is from Fort Smith, Arkansas. Dear Pastor Lamo, my name is Scott. I am from Fort Smith. I got saved at your church almost a year ago. I received your tapes in the mail, and they truly help me in everyday life. I've been dealing with Tommy over the past year. It has given me great pleasure to become acquainted with him. When I first started dealing with him, the men at the warehouse were very nice to me and my family. They asked me if I was a Christian. I said yes. But little did I know what being a true Christian really was until I got your literature from your ministry. I have to say it changed my life more than words can express. Me living in Fort Smith, having received tracts before, but just took them for granted, I didn't take the time to read them. I am very blessed to take the time one night and read the literature the guys at your warehouse gave me one night. It changed my life and my family's life, and the rest of this letter will explain. At first, I started coming to deal with Tommy. I realized how happy everyone that worked there was, and I always heard the guys say how excited they were and talk about God. One day, as I was waiting to be loaded with the merchandise, I asked the guys why they were so happy all the time and never depressed. What was so good about working there? They replied, "Every day we work is God's work, and that money and material items didn't mean anything to them, that they did it all for God." Over time, I finally realized what they were talking about. Every day they work to help the same mission of helping the ministry raise the necessary funds to spread the gospel around the globe. And I know that they are doing their job because when I am in town, I often see literature on people's windshields. I often find literature laying on the ground that people just pull off of their windshield wipers and throw away on the ground. When I see this happen, it really bothers me. So I pick them up and put them on a car that doesn't have one on it. I could sit here all day and talk about little instances that I've done to help spread the word, but what I really want you to know is how I was able to help my wife's granddad find God. On Friday, December 8th, my father-in-law rushed my wife's grandpa to the hospital here in Fort Smith. When he got there, they found cancer in his throat, and the doctor said it was not operable. Me and my wife went to see him in the hospital, and he was in very bad pain and coughing blood and could not talk to anybody. They told us that he didn't have much time to live. Me and my wife went into his room, and he was in bad shape. I had brought with me one of your earthquake literature to give to him, and little did I realize that he was so drugged he could not read it. So I asked him if he knew God, and if he did, to squeeze my wife's hand, and there was no response. So I read him the sinner's prayer on the back of the literature and told him there is a place in heaven for him if he decided to ask God into his heart. I read the sinner's prayer to him, and after I asked if he could feel God to squeeze my hand, he squeezed my hand so hard it was almost bruised. Shortly after asking God into his heart, he passed away, and me and my family know without doubt he is in heaven. I just wanted to write to let you know what you are doing is truly spreading the gospel around the globe. And without me coming acquainted with your church, I would not be where I am today. May God bless and continue to bless your entire ministry and you to save as many souls as we can. Yours in Christ, Scott, Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Right, so this is locuda to people, craziness, bots, you know, retarded to believe in God. Now, let me tell you, people out there, you're going to meet him one of these days, and you're going to know that if you don't receive him, if you don't believe him, then you're a fool. The Bible says, he that saith that there's no God is a fool. And, you know, the fools are going to spend eternity in the lake of fire. So I pity the fool. I pity the fool. Read that again, that scripture, 1 Corinthians 2:14. It's locuda, they say. It's haikuda. Locura. L-O-C-U-R-A. Locura. Go ahead, read it.
But the natural man receiveth not the things...
In other words, the unsaved man, the earthy man, instead of the spiritual man, receiveth not...
The things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
What's the next verse?
But he that is spiritual judgeth all things.
See, okay, and that's enough. We judge all things, but we're not with our own judgment. We judge it, everything, by the Word of God, because we know that the Word of God is not crazy. Anybody that's carnal or a natural man is foolish. They're foolish. And they can become wise, though, by accepting Jesus. All right, now, have you got some more testimonials here?
Yes.
Lydia?
From Vacaville, California. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Brother Tony, I just read one of your sermons called Dry Bones and was extremely taken with it and the prayer that accompanied it. I truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and Scripture. I read very little outside of the Bible, the only true word of God, but I was impressed with the sermon. If it is possible, I would like to get a copy of your booklet, Messiah, and any other publications. As I said before, I read very little outside of the Bible, and therefore I feel led to come to your ministry. God bless you and your ministry. By the power of our Father in heaven and people like you, the gospel is being preached to all the world. In Christ, Dave from Vacaville, California.
Okay, and that'll be we've got a whole stack of other ones here, but I want to get into some of this cult awareness network and the Bible and also the Roman canon law before the program is over with. So let's get into that message that I was bringing the other day. Okay.
It's your actions that transgress the moral and ethical code of God.
So everything that you do, say, I believe it's crazy, the Word of God. Well, you're going to find out that the devil is crazy, and if you're a possession of his, then you are being possessed by a crazy, insane, maniacal spirit. Okay, and that's causing all the trouble on earth today. Then what?
It's your actions that transgress the moral and ethical code of God or the boundaries that he has established.
Right, the Lord has set up boundaries for us to live by. Now, if people like these Muslims, if they live by the boundaries of laws, of the law of God, instead of their own rules, then there wouldn't be all this killing. And if the government, the White House, and all the FBI, the CIA, and all these people would live according to the law of God, there wouldn't be all this espionage and this clandestine Catholic garbage that's going on in the world. All this is Catholicism. You know, and of course, they blow up buildings on purpose to make it look like there's terrorists around. They're the terrorists, so that they can take away our freedom. The Catholics, that's why the people in Europe left Europe, to get away from these insane locura people. They're locura and high cura. They're pats, they're crazy. The Vatican, this devil is insane. He's full of anger and on earth now and doing all these things to try to terrorize people into believing that they should join up with the Roman canon law that's putting taking all peace from the earth and is making everybody believe that we have to join them in order to be free from the terrorists, when in fact they're the terrorists. I mean, they are. The Bible tells you so. The terrorists are the ones that are given their instructions from Satan, whose seat, the great red dragon, the devil, his seat is in Rome. And you should see this thick Roman canon law. So it's them that's doing all these things. And read a little bit more here.
It's your actions that transgress the moral and ethical code of God.
Yeah, the moral. Look at the morals that you see on television and magazines and everything. The Vatican has always... Now, even Martin Luther, he was a Catholic, and he traveled from Germany, that's where he's from, to Rome, and to visit the Pope. And he came back crushed. He said, it's a sewer of corruption. The Vatican, the Pope, the cardinals, the priests, the bishops, they're all sewer. That's what they are, is sewer. And if they have not blasphemed the Holy Spirit, they could come to the Lord and get rid of all that sewer off their souls, all that sin off their souls, and they become Christians. And instead of natural men, these people are the worst of natural people, because they believe in murdering little babies and handing out condoms and birth control pills to little 9 and 10 and 11 and 12-year-old girls and boys in grade school. They're causing these young girls, they want to show them sex films and everything in the schools, and so they get overstimulated, the boys and girls, and so they're having sex up and down the halls. They go into the gymnasiums and into the back rooms and do that, and they're not told by this Antichrist that by committing fornication, there's sinning, which is a sin unto death. Their souls will go to hell. And they need to repent of it. And then when they get pregnant, then they are all instructed to go to Catholic-controlled and fostered birth, these what they call birth control and abortion parlors, really what they are. And people wonder, well, how did this all get started? It's so locura, so crazy. So satanic, so pazza in Italian, so gross, so evil. So not only are they committing a fornication, they're committing first-degree murder. And then they forbid these people, after they overstimulate them, to be married until they get to be 18 years old. That way, so many of them become whores. They're out there walking on the streets. There's no money anymore because our industry has been sent out all over to Germany, Japan, China, Korea, and our people are out on the streets. And we just, the Vatican planned it so that we should give all of our resources over to other countries to cripple us, and then they make us their enforcement agency by making the Army, Navy, and Marines the United Nations Army. And our children are being murdered in overseas at different countries that Antichrist, the devil, wants, and the people of Rome want to take over, to rule the world. That's in their mind, their heart. And the things of the Lord, which are peace and happiness and joy, and salvation and going to heaven. This is all nuts to them. And they teach people that it's crazy. And you see these smug people that look idiotic, and people are applauding them in these supposed to be comedy theaters and people on the news. And they're showing you pictures of new teddy bears that are being born, these panda bears. And, oh, aren't they cute? And other people are saying, well, we have to, if we want to get automobiles, nice automobiles and nice home and everything, and these false teachers and preachers are telling these things instead of telling them that the Lord Jesus Christ is standing right at the door about to abruptly come down and destroy this earth and send all these foolish people, these locuda people, these pots of people, these crazy people, is going to send them all to hell for believing the Antichrist cult and denying the word of the Lord. And so now let's read a little bit over here from the Roman canon law.
It's your actions that transgress the moral.
So you people, your action, you say, I'm going to be actively stupid. People say, are you actively sexual? As though it's no crime in the eyes of the Lord, no sin. But now they're actually, I would ask them, are you actively sinful? Are you? And if you are, you have to repent. Because pretty soon all the plagues are coming down on this earth, and you're going to be caught in them, and without repentance. Okay, just finish that sentence off.
Okay. It's your actions that transgress the moral and ethical code of God, or the boundaries that He has established, or your actions don't do that. All these codes, the moral and ethical boundaries, are set by God, and they're established by God.
Right. But then there's the Antichrist Roman canon law that is established by Satan. And the Lord says, if you follow that, that you're gone. You're over with. You blaspheme the Holy Spirit. You must choose if you're going to go by the salvation, the law of God, which Jesus said he never came to destroy. The only law that's gone is the law of sacrifices, the law of circumcision, things like that. But the moral law, the Ten Commandments, is still intact forever. And even God wouldn't allow Moses to write it. He wrote it with his own finger, okay? He originally wrote it with his own finger. Okay, then what else? Okay, now this is the Roman canon law. Just a little bit. We only have a few minutes here.
Many elements of sanctification and of truth are found outside its visible confines.
Okay, yes, outside. Only truth is found in the Bible. Then what else?
These are gifts belonging to the Church of Christ.
Yeah, but they claim to be the Church of Christ when in fact they are the Church of Satan, the Antichrist, according to the Bible. Of course, but most people think the Bible in this world is foolish. Otherwise, they'd be repenting the masses instead of going according to democracy, which was fostered by Rome, because they love in mob rule, because they know how easily the people are mind-controlled by the media. And here they hear all these things. Yes, democracy is good. We want to be democratic. But that's condoning everybody in town. Let's all join together to run people out of town. And, you know, that's the mob, like the old vigilante days. Let's just hang them, you know, without a trial. Let's just, we heard some rumors, and therefore let's hang them. What kind of people are people that are controlled by the devil, the spirit of Satan? God, come down, Lord, and show these people before it's too late, or else just do something to stop them in the name of Jesus. Then what else, Sharon?
It follows that the object of any theological inquiry concerning the church must be always the whole Christian communion.
Yeah, the whole Christian communion. Okay, and then what else? But they're not Christians. They're satanic. Then what?
This rule we should never lose sight of, not even when we are investigating the place and role of law.
Okay, yeah, Roman canon law they're talking about. They're not investigating the law of God. They know it's right already, the hierarchy, but they don't go by it. Well, I see my time is up. Therefore, right now, those of you that want to choose the law of God, the Spirit of God, and that don't believe that the Spirit of God is locura, or haikura, or patsa, or craziness, insanity, then say this prayer to the Lord and show him that you're going on the side of the Lord. Say to, and because you'll have eternal life. If you don't, you will have no eternal life in heaven, but you'll spend eternity in hell, in the lake of fire. Say this now for salvation, for your own sake. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away that calls upon you. All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just keep praising and thanking the Lord and reading the Word, because the Word is pure and clean and white and full of God's power. So Sharon, tell them four different ways on how to receive this tape or CD.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Okay, and this is Tony Alamo, World Pastor, and tune in tomorrow to hear more first. And until then, God bless you and praise the Lord. And here's Jack Holcomb to sing for you, Blessed Assurance.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His good, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising